Did you know there's a professional association for farms engaged in or interested in agritourism? We'll go there today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. According to the last census of agriculture in 2022, about 7.5% of the farms in the United States were engaged in some form of agritourism or direct-to-consumer sales. That's about 142,000 operations. There's even a professional association for those types of farms. Susie Sparr is executive director of NAFTMA.
It has no one-size-fits-all definition. Anything that has to do with the farm selling directly to a consumer or a farm or an agricultural entity bringing people onto the farm.
Don't get the idea that these are pretend farms. Sparr says they're the real deal.
Most of the agritourism farms have grown from a commodity-based farm. So a grain farm or a dairy farm, or they had beef or some other kind of commodity-based product, or they were actually a produce farm and they were selling wholesale.
Learn more at NAFDMA.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.